dude. Welcome to the Gamer Zone Podcast.
Welcome to the Gamer Zone Podcast.
Thank you, Brian, for actually having a good intro.
So, Lawler, tell us about this story.
Wait, hold on. Real quick, are we not going to introduce any...
Oh, yeah, we've actually introduced any people.
So we were walking through the alleyway, right? And yes, we stumbled on this homeless guy called Julian, I think. And we brought him in here to interview him. So why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Juju, not Julian, so don't listen to him. He's crazy. I was at a Burger King, and these guys just threw me into their van.
No, he's lying.
He's lying.
That's pretty much. I've really got nothing better to do. This is why I'm still here.
And then we got one more person. Can we unmute him?
We got ourselves a researcher.
Is he gonna unmute?
We got ourselves an editor or researcher.
Peyton,
will you introduce yourself to the group of podcast?
Hi.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so.
Brian, what is the first thing you want to talk about?
So, first, you should tell us about your story on what happened.
Oh, today?
Yeah, today.
When we hear a large, like a loud explosion. Sounds like, you know, like in a transformer exploding. So, we go outside, and there's like, my mom looks outside our window. And she sees that a fire has started in our neighbor's, like, backyard. And literally we figure out that it was a wire blowing up and causing that fire and leaving a huge hole in the ground. After we saw that, the wind started blowing really hard. And on fire on dry grass do not mix well with wind because it will spread very quickly and cause large damage. So we run out there to see if we could stop it. It was already out of control by then, and it was only like 30 seconds after it happened. The power also got shut off for a second and then came back up. So when I turned the corner and I first saw it, it was like a huge puff load of like a large thing of dust and smoke hit me in the face instantly and made me cough really badly. So we called 911, and the fire was spreading over to our neighbors to the right that was not on their left that was started it. So the fire the fire actually didn't hit his house, but it went all around his house because he had two feet of gravel away from his house, which was for being cheap, but it actually technically saved his house. And then our neighbors to the right had it even worse, and it almost hit their entire house, but luckily a ditch saved them and their house. And the fire department came, and there was another fire that started, like, it spread out, and I was trying to call it out to the people. And the people didn't notice me, and they got really close to the house. Like, if it lasted, like, a minute, it would have started burning down a barn, or not barn, it would be a shed, and it would have maybe started burning down my dad's garage, which he's worked on for 20, 30 years now. Actually, no, I'll be 10 because I don't know. But he's been working on that thing for a long time. And I was actually having a panic attack, my first ever panic attack, or my first ever heavy panic attack, at least at this point. And luckily, they got there just in time and it didn't burn down. and everyone was fine. Nothing got burnt down besides maybe a barn. Three different fire stations came. The closest one, which is the Shawnee one, the Topeka one, and one from a different county. Luckily, no one got hurt, and only like a couple trees caught fire, and they got control of it pretty quickly. But there was this one tree that was really tall, and it was about a 30-foot tall tree. It was engulfed in flames, and the flames were probably about 40 feet up in the air. But luckily, they got that out and cut it down and got it down. And by the end of it, the only thing that was on fire was this one fence, and it was around enough burnt stuff so it wouldn't spread at all. So we all just left that thing alone, and I'm pretty sure it's out now. Okay, I'm done.
Thrilling.
Wow.
Can we not be muted?
Are you guys muted? I can't see you.
It's the only way he could tell his story in
PR. The show is white, by the way.
Do you know how conversation works?
Do you know how
I was wondering why you guys weren't conversation about it.
Yeah, dude. I was thinking about like saying something to help him further his story or that.
No, the podcast is still going. Anyways, we should get on to our next
Okay, next time don't mute us.
Were you all muted? I can't even see it.
Oh no, he literally server muted all of us, so we were censored.
It's okay. Next topic.
Well, can we discuss what happened there?
Yeah, you guys can discuss.
All right, yeah.
Have any of you guys had like a experience similar?
No.
Can't say I have had my house burned down. No.
Well, okay, when I'm saying it got close to the house, it wasn't close to the actual house. It was close to like a huge garage, and it could have spread because of wind and stuff, but they got there in time, so.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isaac, do you have anything to say?
I think he's AFK. Yeah.
Anyways, onto the better topic. Do you guys think aliens exist?
No.
Why is that?
Because you know how people in those like farming alleys, they say these like aliens made these like symbols in the like grass or in the wheat.
What are you talking about?
Have you never seen those things where like they talk about how there's
signs?
Like
farmers having like signs imprinted into their wheat fields.
I think that just might be either people messing around with the farmers, or people and then just making something fake up. I don't think that.
Well, I think
anything alien wise going near farms and then. Yada yada yada. There's really nothing that I can prove that aliens exist, but if they do exist, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think that if you are going on the basis of that, I don't really know any real life examples of that, but there might have been. But I feel like it would be a lot of work to perfectly create like a symbol, like a circle inside of a wheat field.
Well, they get on the news, right?
Well, yeah, but the news isn't there as they're making it, and they cannot make micro-like changes to it in order to perfect it being like a weird symbol.
Yeah.
But I think that if you tried to do that, you would end up with like a really weird oval almost, and it would not look very, you know, very convincing.
True.
I mean, you'd be surprised what people will do to just like get on the news.
So why do you think aliens exist?
I don't.
I do. Really. Oh,
you do, yeah, or you don't?
I do not.
I do. I do think they exist.
Okay. Why?
I mean, okay, listen. All right. If we're the only life forms in the entire galaxy, that is some weird ass shit. Or like the only like living, speaking, knowledgeable Life right.
I just noticed General is called General One.
Can we not talk about the Discord, Will?
Sorry.
In here?
I just had to point that out to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen. If we're the only life forms out there, then, like, explain... well, don't explain, actually. But, like, think about, like, all the other planets and stuff. Like, dude, there's so many planets that living life can inhabitate on. And if Earth was the only one, it's pretty, like, unlikely, right?
I mean, I guess. I think there's, like, almost an endless amount of planets out there. There's many universes, many planets.
So, yeah, there would probably be, like, another Earth with inhabitable life on it, right?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, there are Earth-like planets that
we've discovered, yeah.
Yeah, people have discovered that are almost like Earth, except...
That's like rocky. There's a rocky one, but it's not really habitable.
Yeah, the issue tends to be atmosphere in that, like, you might not be... Hold on.
Well, think about the planets that we can't see, right?
Yeah. There's so many planets that are being discovered daily. There probably is a planet, like, far out there that has the near identical atmosphere to Earth and near identical land to Earth. And if that exists, then that would be ideal for a life form other than humans.
Yes. So are we going to go to our next actual main topic?
Well, what about Isaac and Augustus?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Augustus, what are your thoughts?
I don't want to say they do exist, but also at the same time I don't want to say they don't exist. Like, I'm kind of in the middle there, you know?
You're boring. Explain that point.
There's just not enough information to tell you that they do exist, and there's not enough information to tell you that they don't exist at the same time. You know? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a bit of a gray area.
I'm just in the middle about it.
Isaac, how is your opinion on this? He's still dead, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess he's still awake.
His mic's lighting up, but he's not talking.
Yeah, his mic was lighting up, so...
Yeah, maybe.
Hello, Isaac?
Hello? Isaac?
Okay, he's gone.
Very cool. Next topic.
Very nice.
Yes, that's all.
Well, anyways, we have an ad break, everybody. This ad, very lay epic. Let's just get it rolling, shall we? Cape Cod chips. Wow.
I love Cape Cod chips. My favorite thing to eat at night.
Some customers that bought Cape Cod chips.
At midnight, every time I crave something to eat, I think Cape Cod chips, because they are so good.
They've got all sorts of flavors, including salt and vinegar.
Whoa.
Barbecue. Hold on, let me look this up.
Cheese, probably. I think there's cheese, white meat.
Original. Dark russet. Original lightly salted. Sea salt and cracked pepper. Salt and vinegar. Sour cream and onion, sweet and spicy jalapeno, sweet mesquite barbecue. Wow. I don't even know what half those words mean. So exquisite, so rich. And honestly, if you're not already in your fucking car heading to the goddamn grocery store to buy some right now, what are you doing with your life?
Buy some Cape Cod chips to find out why there's millions of reviews detailing why they're so good and the perfect chip brand.
Go to www.capecod.com to get your chips today. I repeat, www.capecod.com to repeat. Ad break over. So.
Okay, guys. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I am actually right-handed. Like all normal human beings should be. Now.
Are you saying people are normal?
Yes.
That's very anti-left-hand of you.
Hey.
Explain.
You know how I like using left hand in CSGO and those type of games?
It makes him feel weird in his seat, so he moves his butt around and...
Huh? It's because I have bad right side attention in games. So when I know there's a right or left hand option, I know I'm gonna choose that to show that I can see more on that side.
Thoroughly, but why do you hate left-handed people?
I don't really hate left-handed people. I'm just trying to get the talk. I'm just trying to make people talk.
Okay. Augustus.
I don't even know how to say the word, but I can do both.
Ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous.
Yeah.
How did you find out you were ambidextrous?
Because I've done it before.
He's running with both hands because he broke those hands once.
Have you ever written with your left hand? Mm-hmm. Like... That's cool.
I can't write well with my left hand, but I
can. So you're not. At least.
Well, you don't have to be able to write well. I mean, you could, like, be told your entire life to write with your right hand, and then you lose the ability to write with your left.
True.
You learned to write with your right hand, right?
I'm going to guess like Isaac's still dead. Isaac, you there? Nope. Okay.
Juju, are you right or left-handed?
I'm right-handed because I'm right-handed.
Explain.
So, like, whenever I pick up a pencil to, like, you know, write something, I pick it up with my right hand. What about you, Brian? Are you right?
I'm right-handed.
Thank God.
Okay, explain to me. How do people? Okay. Do people that are left-handed, this probably sounds like the stupidest thing in the world, but do people with left-handed
jerk off with their left hand? Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
No. How do they, like, do they have their mouse on their left side, or do they have...
No, I think they just...
Do it normally.
Lower, you use WASD with your left hand.
True.
Right?
How do you do it?
Why don't you use your right hand to do WSD?
Because that would be the most awkward thing in the world.
There are, like, left-handed ways you can hold a keyboard and mouse, but I don't think they're very
good.
Practical. However, they do exist.
Okay.
Can I make my G502 left-handed?
Okay. So, I got a question for all of you. I'm going to steal this from someone whoever wrote this. But if you could hang out with any cartoon character, who and why?
Don't say Lola Bunny.
I'm going to say Lola Bunny.
Why?
Explain why.
Bro, have you seen Lola Bunny?
Let's start with...
Are you a furry?
No.
Wait, are you a furry?
Lola Bunny is hot AF.
Well, yeah, but they're a rap if you like her. Person. They're like Judy Hopps, but
I hate Judy Hopps, but I love Lola Bunny. It's mainly because of my love for Space Jam.
So I love Space Jam so much. Because you love Space Jam, you love
since I love Lola basketball. Bunny. I like to be a furry sometimes.
Shut up.
So wait. You would hang out with them over someone cool like Batman.
Fuck Batman. Batman's I hate Batman. Good. Batman can go look at his parents die again.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa. We have lots of viewers whose parents
we have lots of orphans in the
we have lots
sorry of guys, but sucks.
Any orphans, comment if you're an orphan. Sorry about that laughing stuff.
Juju. Who would you hang out with, a cartoon character?
The Mandalorian from Fortnite.
Alright.
The Mandalorian is a very cool character. He's so like thoughtful and stuff to Baby Yoda, and he's such an awesome character, honestly.
And he can crank 90s.
I think The Mandalorian's a bad show.
I never watched it, but it looks pretty good.
Why do they do close-ups when you can't see their facial expression?
True.
Like they're wearing a mask all the
time,
right?
It's supposed to make you think about that, and then you think about the show. Therefore, giving them money because you're thinking about the advertisements that you think in the show. Then you go out and you buy those advertisements, like Cape Cod.
That's what happened. You were wondering about why they do close-ups to the mask, and you got hooked in to the story of Fortnite.
Yes. Okay. Augustus, what's your opinion?
I don't know.
You don't have any favorite characters. I'm pretty sure you're the one that wrote that down.
No,
that was Juju. If you could be any cartoon or hang out with any cartoon character, who would you hang out with and why?
I really don't know.
Augustus, what is your favorite? What is your favorite show? SpongeBob. Okay, Augustus. Thanks for saying SpongeBob.
No, I haven't watched.
Sorry, TV. Patrick Starr. No, Squilliams. Squilliams. That's who it is.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Maximilian.
No, not him. I'd hang out with him, I guess, because he's rich.
Isaac, are you there? And Pan, are you there?
And I would hang out with. Garfield.
What would your what character would you choose, and why?
Like cartoon or
cartoon? Yes.
Cartoon character.
Cartoon character.
Wait. Why are we giving him an opinion?
Because Isaac's dead.
Yeah, because Isaac's dead. Okay.
Yeah, because Isaac's dead.
Do we move in last episode's character that we took out and never talked about, Dechetti?
No.
Okay.
Who? Oh,
we got Peyton.
Yeah, who? Guys, who is that? Who?
Yeah, who's Dechetti? Who? You mean the episode where we all did DMT before doing it?
Okay, I have.
Oh, I remember doing DMT.
I'm really surprised no one said like Steven Universe, like the most bland ass answer.
Oh yeah, the fucking trans show. Sorry,
dude, Steven Universe is not a great show.
Okay, it was good until they ruined it.
When did they ruin it?
Like after they started adding the newer characters, and then they like. Like as soon as after the like shit, there was like a scene really where like the ship wrecked, and then like they stopped it. After that, the show just went to dog ass.
If I had to choose a character from a cartoon, it would be Scooby Doo.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's actually a really good one.
Yeah. Would you be able to talk to them or?
Well, you could talk to Scooby Doo, right?
Cause yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
I have a question for all of you. Best what YouTuber, best YouTuber to watch in 2020. What was the most YouTuber you watched when you're in 2020?
Can I like look that up?
Sure. If you really need to.
Well, is there like actually a feature where it shows you? Because I don't fucking know.
I don't think there
Who
is.
Who did you watch? Who did you watch a lot?
Mr. Beast. I love Mr. Beast.
That's pretty normal. I watched a lot of YouTube from a guy named Technically Wild. He does a lot of tutorials on like grinding in like Call of Duty, like camas. And I actually became a
member. I watched a lot of Moist Critical, aka Penguin Zero.
I've been starting to watch Charlie.
Are you guys his average fan base?
But I've been watching him a lot, and I actually became a member of his for like $2 a month because he doesn't actually have any members besides me now. So I gave him a little bit of a passive income.
Wow, because I actually $2
$2. I know, but he's a college kid. I know that, so he kind of deserves all the support he can get. He's really high quality.
So thoughtful.
Thanks. Okay.
Marry my daughter,
Augustus.
What was the question again?
The best the YouTuber you watched the most in 2020.
I am Wildcat.
Okay, that's pretty normal. That's pretty normal. It's pretty good. Among
Who?
Us. Among Us.
Basically, a YouTuber of the Vanoss crew.
We know who I Am Wildcat is. I think we all know who I am.
Juju asked.
Oh, did you? I don't know.
Did I?
Peyton.
Peyton.
Fuck.
Huh.
YouTuber.
What YouTuber did you watch the most in 2020?
Sorry, I have to look through the 700 people I'm subscribed to.
I'm subscribed to almost 1,000.
I'm subscribed to more than 1,000. What do you mean?
Wait, can we talk about something real quick? This is like out of the blue.
Do it.
Is the Galil an AK variant?
No.
I mean, yeah, probably not.
I watched Let's Game It Out a whole bunch in 2020.
Explain.
He's literally just a dude who just plays every single game he can think of or get recommended.
Okay.
Huh.
So he has 2.8 mil on YouTube.
Pretty good. Just to show, this guy that I've been watching a lot only has 17,000 subscribers.
Wow. Not very big. How low of an amount of subscribers?
That's okay. That's low compared to the bigger guys, but that's still really high. I know, but that is, yeah.
And you're paying him $2 a month?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, can we talk about AK variants for a minute?
No, we're not talking about guns.
I saw a YouTube video called Top 5 AK Variants, and their number 4 list spot was a Galil.
Oh, I think they're stupid.
Well, no, because they were like a 1 million. I did Google it. It said it's not an AK variant. It's its own rifle.
We should probably talk about maybe two more topics, and then we should probably end this podcast. It's almost been 30 minutes.
All right.
What's the worst worst pizza topping?
That's stupid. Are you suffering any mental illness?
the better question.
Yeah, better question. No, yeah, no, worst pizza topping.
Schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia.
I didn't know it was a pizza topping.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Did you guys know that the AK-47 in CSGO is actually an AKM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then why do they label it under the AK?
Copyright.
Because copyright issues.
Yeah, it's probably more popular.
Can you put a what?
I don't remember you being the researcher and having to look everything.
Yeah, I don't remember you being the researcher.
Oh, he got you.
Well, I'm not looking these things up.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you just know.
I have one that will actually work for all of us. The best type of knife.
From CSGO or
just anything?
Just in general.
Wait. What was the question?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
Best type of knife.
M9 bayonet.
That's a type of gun.
Mm. Knife.
Knife.
What do you get gun from knife?
You cut it out, retard.
Podcast where we talk about knives.
Please cut it out.
M9 bayonet.
Guys, like normal teenagers.
Yep. Like normal teenagers.
As you do.
So
we send garlic bread to
everyone,
the Aegis
everyone always goes for the karambit, but I actually believe that like everyone's popular is butterfly knife, karambit, but I know Brian really likes this knife, but the gut knife is pretty cool.
An actual knife, that's a CSGO. Well, a gut knife is not a category.
I'm talking about the category of.
Well, that would be
knives.
Like saying a stiletto, though, which is a type of blade.
Someone
like,
move
it's
me.
Not
I'm
very
back
specific.
In.
I would say a Swiss Army knife is the best knife.
Can someone
like
move Augustus?
Not really a knife.
Can I guess someone move Augustus back in an audition?
He's in here.
No, he says he needs to get moved back in and I'll do it for some
reason. Oh.
There.
But the Swiss Army knife is very useful, dude.
Yeah.
It's got so like you can get some with like
No. I know which one I want. I know which one I actually like the most. The stiletto.
Yeah, okay. Funny.
Can I talk?
What, it's like the pencil, bro.
It's a blade. Yeah. It's a type of blade.
Well, yeah. But I like calling it the pencil blade. Okay, Juju. So were you going to say, Juju?
The M9 bayonet. Definitely one of the best, one of the better real knives. Not a CSGO knife.
You guys say
it is a military-issued knife that they used. True.
You guys say non-CSGO knives, except we're all you guys are all like listing off CSGO.
Well, no,
knives.
because the M9 bayonet was a real knife.
Hey, I haven't said
used,
mine.
Shut up.
We're not done.
Before,
shut up.
Before they added it into CSGO, it's a bayonet knife, dude. It's,
well, yeah, but
it's the bayonet ripped off the gun and used as a knife.
So where did you find out about this bayonet knife?
I went to my friend's house and he had a replica of it. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Just
to
say,
CSGO
I own a Talon. I actually own a Talon. I have actually my hands right now.
kind of creepy.
No, it's not a karambit. It doesn't have that much curve for a karambit, but it's more of a talon type knife.
Swiss Army knife.
I also have a knife. It's not from CSGO. It's just a serrated edge knife. I'm not going to say the brand because I'm not getting paid to.
I got a bunch
of K-Pod chip.
I got a bunch
of... The Cape Cod knife. New introduction. The Cape Cod knife.
I got a bunch of old... old, like, antique knives from my grandpa. He passed them down to me, like, five of them.
There's these super tiny ones, and they're all engraved.
It's, like, just any flip knife. Or not flip knife, like, what's it called?
Ballysong?
Not Ballysong. No,
that's what? The official
I
name
of stiletto.
Butterfly. Oh, stiletto? Yeah, that's
yeah,
a
like,
blade.
No, just like a...
The stiletto blade is a very thin, long... thin...
Like a spring
blade.
Action.
That's my favorite
action,
knife, dude,
kind of.
Because it just looks like a pencil to me. It looks like a pencil to me.
And the ballisong is also...
Oh, the ballisong is just...
The butterfly knife and the ballisong are two different because the butterfly is, like, curved
same.
In a way.
True,
no,
I
the
butterfly
and the ballisong being straight are
literally the same exact name.
Okay, can we get the opinion of other people while it's just not us three talking? Augustus?
Did Augustus, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite knife.
Okay, Peyton.
Yeah. I actually love World War One, World War Two knives. I like the Marine Corps' like trench raider type knives because they have like the brass knuckle piece on the handle.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Sounds very useful.
Yeah, punch them in
the
stab.
Why stab someone? You can punch someone.
Yeah, why use
guys,
the knife?
My favorite type of knife is my fist.
Favorite type of knife is my gun.
Okay, so one last question.
Are we going to hell for this podcast?
Yes.
Can we say a prayer?
Yeah, sure. Prayer for the end of the podcast.
Everyone have your Bible.
Okay.
I'm going to say a Hail Mary.
Okay.
Everyone,
you know the Hail Mary prayer?
Hold on.
Just Google it. I would actually know it.
Hail Mary,
okay.
Full
what?
Of grace.
How do you not? Okay.
With thee.
No, shut up. Hail, everyone, put your
Hail
hands
Hail Mary.
Together. Shut up, please.
Everyone repeat after Juju.
Hail Mary, full
Hail
of grace,
Mary.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
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 Can I get an
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Hallelujah. Okay, thank you for listening to this shit podcast. To next episode,
remember,
we might get finally Caden on after he leaves the Discord call every single time we're about to start.
Jeez.
Anything last to say before we end?
Gamer
remember,
out.
Gamer zone.
No.
Boys
Cape Cod
out.
Chips. Go.
Cape Cod chips are the best.